I'd like to first introduce Pamela McCary and Sozi Katui. Pamela McCary is a doctoral student in health education at Loma Linda. She also has a master's of public health from UW-La Crosse, University of Wisconsin-La Crosse, and a master's in education and educational leadership and policy studies from the University of Vermont. Sozina Katui is a doctoral student in epidemiology at Loma Linda University.
I would like to thank all of you for being here and joining us this afternoon. I'm going to be talking to you about community gardening with my colleague Sozina. There were a number of us that worked on this project. I just want to acknowledge them. We have Dr. Herring in the audience, and we have Karen Breyer, our project manager, in the audience as well. And this whole team of people, we have no relationships to disclose. So very briefly, this community gardening program was funded by you, by the USDA in collaboration with the Loma Linda University School of Medicine. And USDA was looking for the School of Medicine to do some outreach in the community. So the School of Public Health was invited to participate in the community outreach. So we looked at the data for the county of San Bernardino and Loma Linda and Riverside County, and learned that in those two counties, there's issues of obesity, high blood pressure, and overweight. And in San Bernardino County and Riverside County, the two counties have large populations of low-income Latino and Hispanic and black people. And like I said, these populations carry a large burden of hypertension, cardiovascular disease, high blood pressure, and type 2 diabetes. We also learned from the county data that in these areas, there's generally a lack of food, there's a lack of safe environment for exercising, and the lack of knowledge, too, on just managing those chronic illnesses influence hypertension and diabetes and all the other health issues I mentioned. So we did a needs assessment in San Bernardino County in a few select cities. And when we began the project, we started with two churches because the churches were the entryway into the community. So the needs assessment included two churches. And we did key informant interviews with 18 people and focus group discussions, and the people that we interviewed were church members, the pastoral teams, and community members. And from the results from just those two churches, we learned that participants identified themselves as having high blood pressure and weight issues. They voiced the lack of knowledge for diabetes management and hypertension. They also said foods were very expensive, nutritious foods were expensive for them to buy, and that even though they knew that they needed to change behavior, there was just the lack of motivation on behavior change. From the focus group discussions and the key informant interviews, these are some of the things that a participant said. From one church, the Juniper Church, they had actually talked about these issues as a congregation and had, I think at one point, talked about having a community garden. Some of the other conversations had included maybe putting a gym at the church premises so they could exercise, but for some reason they had never gotten to that point. So generally the emerging themes or deciding when they thought about solutions of the things that they might want to do, they thought they probably would looks through community gardening. And there was a consensus that doing community gardening would address the three issues that they thought they lacked: the lack of exercise while they gardened, but at the end of a planting season they would have access to affordable foods that were nutritious, but at the same time being in those teams, gardening teams, would actually provide the social support that they felt they lacked. So they felt community gardening was the way to go because it was appropriate in addressing the three health that are in addressing the needs that they had, the health needs that they thought they needed to change. So in response, Loma Linda School of Public Health and the Medical Center decided to help the churches plant gardens and construct gardens. And initially what they did, then the churches came together as committees and asked members to, it was a contest to come up for the best name for the gardens. So the contestant who won the contest actually came up with the title Back to Eden Community Gardening. And like I said, initially we began with two sites, but then as the project grew, we ended up with 5 sites and 2 container gardens, like Sozina will be telling you. But we actually ended up adopting the Back to Eden garden name throughout all the other gardens. And for each church, we would give them a sign. It's a 4 by 10 feet, so it's really, really a big sign. And we would just change the information to reflect the church contact and who the people would address. And then we'd also put pictures of people in the congregation for the church. So that's what we did. But briefly, the goal for the Back to Eden Community Garden then was to reduce, control, and prevent major lifestyle diseases that the congregations had identified. And again, those were obesity, diabetes type 2, cardiovascular disease, high blood pressure, but also be sure that they had access to nutritious foods. So briefly, the project goal, we set a timeline for 2 years, and in 2 years, we set the goal to increase knowledge, to increase access to nutritious and affordable foods, to increase confidence, because now they are planting gardens, so to just educate people on how do you plant, sustain, and manage a garden, to increase physical activity while they gardened or while they spent time helping each other with everybody's blood, and generally to improve the quality of life, and that is lower hypertension, lower cholesterol, lower weight, and improve or manage diabetes. The target population, like I said, were community members from churches, because churches were the entryway for us into the communities. So we had 4 local churches that participated. I don't know if Susanna will actually show you the different pictures of the different local churches that participated. And we also had 1 community organization, which is the Power Organization. So we worked in 4 cities, and those cities were in San Bernardino, Riverside, Rialto, Muskoy, counties in San Bernardino and Riverside. So those were the 2 counties, San Bernardino and Riverside, and we had those 4 cities. And now Susanna will tell you how we implemented the project.
Well, like my colleague said, the 2 issues that emerged from our assessment was the need for community garden and physical activity. So we established 5 community gardens in 5 locations, and we had total number of 370 gardeners and 218 garden plots. But in addition to that, we had 2 container garden groups, which had a total number of 80 participants. Our program had 5 main components. The first one was health education. The second one was health screening clinics, gardening, cooking demonstration, and physical activity. Now, for health education, the main purpose of this component was to provide instruction materials for making positive lifestyle changes for lowering weight, blood pressure, blood cholesterol, and blood sugar. But on top of that, we wanted to provide information to help them with diabetes management. Now, on health appraisal, we had 2 major clinics, screening clinics that we decided to we made. We had a baseline clinic and then another clinic after 6 months. Now, on the baseline clinic, we collected blood specimen for assessing blood sugar, HbA1c, and then to assess kidney problems, to assess cholesterol profile, and we also did some anthropometric measurements for assessing BMI. But on top of that, we did blood pressure too.
So what we also did was we informed the clinics about, we informed the participant in our site about the free clinic, and the word went around to the community, and the community members came in knowing that there is a free clinic. So when the participants came there, we gave them a health assessment questionnaire where we assessed we did dietary assessment and lifestyle assessment, physical activity assessment. Collected lab specimen, weighed them, and then after 2 weeks or so after the assessment, we gave them a report of their health status, and we gave them a health age. Say if a person is 60 years and has a health age of 30 years, she's doing very well. But if a person has is 50 years but has a health age of 70 years, is not doing very well. So we also use this opportunity to identify people with conditions that needed immediate attention, and we refer them to Sachs Clinic, where they got treatment at a sliding scale. Now, after 6 months, we collected the same data so that we can compare their healthy status at the baseline and at 6 months. And also we gave them the report so they can know whether they have improved or not. But in addition to that, we gave them some logbooks to assess their physical activity and dietary, you know, how the meals they eat and everything. In the second component, we provided gardening workshops and demonstrations. Whereby we provided them with also training manuals, developed two training manuals. The first training manual was training for trainers manual, and then another one was the participant training manual. In this manual, we had all instructions from right from land preparation to post-harvest activities, which included food processing and preservation and meal planning. But also we supported the community with issues of sustainability, because we knew that we will move out of the program and they will remain with nothing. So we helped them to do grant writing so that they can also look for funds elsewhere, but also connected them with other people who can give them gardening skill support, people like Master Gardener or Hotline. And then we also connected them with other people who can give them free seeds or seedlings. We helped them as well with publishing their successes so that they can attract funding. Our members also went around the site and did cooking demonstrations, and for the members to prepare meals using the produce from their garden. Now, on physical activity, we just made a simple intervention. We provided them with a pedometer and a logbook, so that they can actually record the progress that they have made in their steps. The aim was to have 10,000 steps a day. So as they work in the garden and they work home, we gave them 10,000 steps as a goal. So they recorded those and actually checked their progress. In this program, we didn't forget the handicapped and the seniors, so we decided to make raised beds so that the seniors can also participate into the program. So we had 12 raised beds that we distributed in two sites, two in one church and 10 in another church. We also thought that incentives was a very good thing for this program, so we gave them some incentives, like I mentioned, the pedometers, but we gave them some garden supplies when they come to the clinic, we gave them cookbooks, but, you know, above all, they had a free lab that would cost them $300 to $500, and then they had a very good health report that would help them to know their health status and refer to a clinic for treatment.
This program didn't go without challenges. We also faced some challenges. Some places we found that people had no land. They wanted to do the program, but they didn't have land. So we had to quickly diversify and think. We decided to do container gardening. Now, in other places, we found that they had plenty of land, but they didn't have money to pay for their water bills. So we had to help them with the water bills for a while, but that is not sustainable. So we encouraged the community members to contribute a little bit of money when they take plots in the area so that it can sustain them. The other issue that we faced was the startup. You know, as the program was going, people became motivated and a lot of places wanted to have gardens. But unfortunately, we didn't have money, so what we did was help them with the grant writing so that they can apply for money. Lessons learned. We learned some issues on these programs and that you have to be flexible. When we found that we went to the community, we didn't have it in our mind, we didn't have a budget for the raised beds, but when we found that the community some of the areas, we found that people who were very well motivated to do the program were handicapped, we had to diversify, we had to make some adjustment and cater for the seniors and handicapped. The other thing we learned was including the local leadership and using them as a resource for community development. And also we realized that hands-on demonstration was very essential. People learn better by doing than if we provide them with just materials. Now, like my colleague said, this program was funded by USDA with Loma Linda University in the School of Medicine, but it's part of the Advent Health Study, which is going on. It's a cohort study that is going on for 30 years. We had a lot of people who participated in the program. We had a lot of volunteers who came in. We had some engineers. Karen's husband, engineer, helped us in installing these. We had epidemiologists in health education. And family members, it was part of family members. To us, it wasn't about work. It was about a call for community service, which is what Loma Linda stands for. Thank you. Mm-hmm.